Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Mo H. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, May 1st. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We're on page 94, the second paragraph down, the bottom of the page. Your candidate may give reasons. And we're reading through one paragraph ending with, lend him your copy of this book. And today's readers are the 12 Steps, Mary P., the 12 Traditions, Joanne L., and the readers of the text are Shelley E., Kara L., and DK. The share ID for yesterday, Wednesday, April the 30th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,393. That's 22393. And for this morning's meeting, Thursday, May 1st, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,395. That's 22395. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mo. This is Mary P., and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives have become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Mary P. And I will now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 Traditions of OA. Good morning, Joanne.
Oh, good morning, Mo. Good morning to everybody. Thank you for your service, and especially to the newcomers. Welcome. My name is Joanne L., and I am from Rhode Island, and I am recovered. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, There is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Least problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Well, thank you very much, Joanne L. from Rhode Island. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 94, the second paragraph down. It begins with, your candidate may give reasons why he need not, and it ends with, if he shows interest, lend him your copy of this book. And I will now ask Shelley E. to begin reading for us. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 94. Your candidate may give reasons why he need not follow all of the program. He may rebel at the thought of a drastic house cleaning, which requires discussion with other people. Do not contradict such views. Tell him you once felt as he does, but you doubt whether you would have made much progress had you not taken action. On your first visit, tell him about the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. If he shows interest, lend him your copy of this book. Thank you for letting me be service. I am actually going through this right now looking for a new sponsor. It seems like I'm always either pushing somebody out of the nest or trying to bring one into the fold. And right now I'm trying to bring one into the fold. So I am very familiar. I remember as a newbie coming into OA, I had a lot of reasons, you know, why I was different and unique. And if only, you know, wait till this person heard all of my story when I was looking for a sponsor. And I really felt terminally unique and that I knew what I was looking for. And so when I hear that, when I'm talking to people, when they call and they say, you know, I'm this and I'm that, and I just remember, and I can really understand where they're coming from, or I really try to, and I try to tell them, you know, I get it. I understand. I was just like you, and I'm only one bite away from being exactly like you. I try and make them understand that, or, you know, tell them that I myself have been at that in that same position. We might not have the exact same story, but boy, it's very familiar. I, at one point, was a liar and a cheat, and am still an addict. So, as the person's giving me reasons, I try and be compassionate, but I also I only know what my sponsor did with me. And so, if they want to tailor what we do, or, well, I can't do that, can we do this, or I can't do that time, or I really don't want to read that much, or I only know what my sponsor did with me. And so there's many times I have to tell them that, and I'm not willing to compromise. I sponsor one way. It worked for me. And so that's all I know. And so if we're not a great match, I just say, I am here. I'm willing to be here for you, and call me. And it's very frequent that they will call back and say, okay, I want to talk again. Because I kind of have a no bullshit attitude, and I call a spade a spade. I don't contradict them. I just try and I also, number one, try and relate to them that I'm just like them. I'm an addict, and if at any point I say something that they question, please ask me, where is that in the big book? Because my personal view is, at any point, you know, we ought to be able to say, it's right here, or say, I don't know, let's find it, mm-hmm. or let me call somebody and we'll find it. Now, very infrequently do I talk to someone who doesn't have a big book. So it doesn't come up for me that I would lend somebody their big book, but I'd be happy to do so. And in this day and time, most of the people I am in contact with are over the phone, so I'm not really in the same room with them. But anyways, sorry that was so jumbled, but it's a very important paragraph, and I really appreciate being able to share on it. You guys have a great day. I pass.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much, Shelley E. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And we are on page 94, the second paragraph down. Your candidate may give reasons why, and it ends with, if he shows interest, lend him your copy of this book. Who would like to share?
Kara L.
Pam.
Kara L. Who was after Kara L.?
Susan N., New Mexico.
Susan N.
Marcel F., Canada.
Marcel F., up. Who? I heard Barbara.
Barbara S. from New York.
Okay.
Pam, California.
That was two of you there.
CK, California.
Who's that in California?
CK, California.
CK, gotcha, CK. Thank you, sir.
Pam B. Yep. California.
Audrey B.
Okay, Audrey. Let's stop with Audrey. That's a good lineup. Audrey C. So I have Kara L., Susan N., Marcel F., Barbara S., DK, Pam B., and Audrey C. Everyone else mute your phone except Kara. Good morning, Kara.
Morning, Mo. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. It's so funny. As we were reading this paragraph this morning, I was thinking, my sponsor must have read this. Because this last spiritual awakening, I remember I had asked her to sponsor me, and then I did just that. I was like, you know, giving all sorts of reasons, like why I didn't have enough time, or and why... You know, like how I needed, like giving the directions on how I need to do this, because didn't you know, I've been here a long time, I know how this works. And she was so sweet. She just said to me, oh, perhaps this isn't a good time for you. When you're ready, I'll be here. And then that got my brother up like, no, I'm ready. I can do this, you know, because don't you know? And then, you know, it says, you know, in there it says, I just lost my page. But anyways, you know, don't contradict such views, right? Which I love because, and then tell them, you know, like, telling me one thought as he does, but you doubt whether you would have made much progress. My sponsor always says to me, like, she'll say to me, if, I don't know if she just senses that I'm starting to buck. She'll say something like, oh, I found it worked well for me. Oh, her kindness and the wonderfulness. And then it always, it's like, this book knows my mind, like, knows that I'm going to go, oh, it worked for her, I better do it. Or no, you know, like, and she's so loving and kind about it. And I try to take my cue from that. Take my cue, like, I don't have to argue. I don't have to be difficult. I can't say, you know, I don't have to make it work either. I can just say, you know, I'm here when you have time. I'm happy to take you through. It doesn't sound like a good time for you. Or, you know, this is what I did. Because it's not my job to cure them. It's not my job to fix them. My job is just to do what my higher, how can I best serve them in that moment? And to ask my higher power, like, how may I be of service? What is it, you know, maybe it is hearing a no for me, or a I'll be waiting for you, or, you know, just sharing, like, you know, this is what worked for me, and I really hope it works for you too. Because I'd really like you to have what I have, you know, kindness and love, compassion, gentle, you know, and, you know, sticking to what it says in here. It's a guidebook. And when I read these paragraphs with you all every morning, it's my reminder of what my guidebook is telling me, how to stay, you know, abstinent, how to stay recovered, how to be of service. This is what the book does for me. With that, I pass. Thanks.
I was just going to say time. Thank you very much, Kara L. from California. Up next is Susan N., followed by Marcel F. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is the second time I've ever shared. And this paragraph
where are you
really
from,
says,
Susan?
Oh, I'm sorry, from New Mexico.
Thank you.
And this paragraph really, really stood out for me. I've been in the program a little over a year. And am I following the program totally? No. I'm trying to figure out what's going to work for me. And I just really want to say that the sponsor that I have, it took me several months to find a sponsor, to even want to look for a sponsor. I needed to break down some of my resistance to some things that I had in the beginning. But saying that I have basically stuck with a good portion of the programs for, you know, well over a year. And I'm glad about that. It's the first time in a long time that I've been able to do something like that. And I have to really talk about my sponsor because I think she's incredible. And I'm going to piggyback on the previous speaker because my sponsor has been exactly how she described her sponsor. She, you know, we go through the steps or we start the steps. And then I've, you know, kind of pulled back and said, oh, I don't know if I can do this or I don't have time or, you know, all of that stuff. She'll come into, you know, well, let's do it this way. How about this? And she also has said, you know, this has worked for me. I know myself really pretty well. I've spent a lifetime, many, many years of self-reflection. And I know that if I get pushed too much, I will balk at that. And so she has been so incredible for me. You know, and she has met me where I'm at, and I feel like that's been really important, and it's allowed me little by little to get further and further into the program, and not rebel. So with that, this paragraph really, I love this paragraph. And it got me to share. her not pushing me, I just hit, right away I hit star one, gave my name. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that for over a year. I've just shared once. And I had to write it down. So this was off the top of my head. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Susan N. And glad you're pressing that star one now. From New Mexico. Marcel F., followed by Barbara S. Good morning, Marcel.
Good morning. This is Marcel F. From Manitoba, Canada, and I am a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater by God's grace, love, and mercy. And thank you, everyone, for doing service and for keeping vision going. I'm just really grateful. This has saved my life. And I have learned a lot about being a sponsor in this reading. It's things that I have learned. I did spend initially a lot of time arguing with, arguing or debating with sponsees who, you know, they just weren't ready. And I've come to realize that. And I also wasn't ready. I came to OA 32 years ago, and I've only been recovered for just a little under 2 years. But this time around, I was desperate. I was just desperate, and I was willing to follow any instruction, although I was a bit afraid that I would be asked to do things that I wouldn't be able to do. And that fear, initial fear, has helped me be compassionate when I start working with a new sponsee. And, I think that realization that I am not responsible for this person's recovery. It is up to this person and their higher power. That realization, I think, frees me to be more gentle and more compassionate and to follow, you know, the big book is just such a beautiful text of instruction. And it helps us, be that guide on the side for this person. And knowing that this is how I recovered, it might not be the way that you will recover, and I am not the final word on recovery. And being able to have the courage to just want the very best for the person that I'm working with. And I just find this an ongoing learning, just going by the big book and listening to other people's experiences. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Well, thank you very much, Marcel F. from Manitoba, Canada. Up next is Barbara S., followed by CK. Good morning, Barbara.
Hi, it's great to be here. This is Barbara from New York. It's great that I came on today and that this paragraph was read, because I have been in program for a number of years. I've had different sponsors. Recently my sponsor said to me that she feels maybe she's not helping me. I don't know why she said it, but my feeling is I'm very sluggish in program. I could say, well, she's not strict. I mean, she has suggested certain things that I do that are I should do, writing down my food, writing down my gratitudes in the morning. I'll sometimes do it, and sometimes I won't. She suggested things that I should read in the big book. I did a little, then I didn't. Suggested journaling. I did about a half a page, and then I didn't. It's kind of late already. I don't know how long I'm going to just, like, I don't even know, like, sluggishly go along. I'm in the fourth quarter of my life. I always say that, and it's very important. I have IBS. I just had a bad cold, and I didn't eat as much. But it's not only eating; it's the belief in a higher power. It's everything that program promises us that, you know, our fears, my paranoia, my low self-esteem. It's not all the time, but I'm in and out and in and out, whoosh, 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 whoosh. And I just have to be definite, write down my food, do all the things, or at least 50% of the things. I'm raising my voice because I'm mad at myself, but I have time. I'm retired. I could do this. I don't know what else to say, but it's very helpful to have this program in the morning. I'm not always on, you know, for this meeting. This meeting is very helpful because it reminds me that I have a higher power. I have to keep on believing it. And even if I say to myself, I'm making believe that I have a higher power, I'm making believe that there's a God, so what? If it helps, then work it. Work it, Barbara. Work it, Barbara. And blessings to all on this line. I pass.
Well, thank you very much, Barbara S. from New York. Up next is CK, followed by Pam. I have Pam P, but I don't think that's right. Pam. Might be B. Good morning, CK.
Good morning. Peace. CK here in California. Woo! I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm an adult child, codependent, love and validation addict. And today is day 200 for me. 200 days. I've never had this many days. And I've been in the rooms for a while. And it took a great, great, great surrender for me to get here to these days. And I've been in the rooms for a long time, and it's only now that I have the willingness to sponsor. And I'm so grateful that I have an instruction manual. I have this big book. Such clear instructions, you know. Do not contradict. Just tell her that you felt the same way at one point, you know. I get to share my experience, strength, and hope with people. And share how I was working the CK program for many years and not the OA program, you know, driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, et cetera, from page 62, you know, basically relying on self-will. That's why I rebelled, you know, me thinking I know what's best. And that kept me in active addiction for many, many years. Then it says, you know, tell her about the fellowship. And on 152, it says, yes, there's a substitute. There's a substitute for compulsive overeating. There's a substitute for addiction. And it's vastly more than that. It's a fellowship. There you will find release from care, boredom, and worry. Your imagination will be fired. Life will mean something at last. The most satisfactory years of your existence lie ahead. Thus we find the fellowship, and so will you. You know, that's a promise. And these promises come true for me, but only when I work for them. And I have to do my work. It's not magic, people. So it works if you work it. And so here I am today with 200 days because I've been working my ass off. And I'm just so grateful for my recovery. So thanks for letting me share, y'all. Peace.
Thank you very much, CJ, and congratulations on 200 days. Up next is Pam. I think it must be B because I just did a half here. Pam B, followed by Audrey C. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. Yes, it's Pam B as in boy from California, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And I find myself remembering early memories. This springs up for me. And, you know, we study the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous because of similarities, right, of our disease with alcoholics and our recovery. and the steps work for both of us. And my earliest memories are of shaking empty bottles of vodka, empty vodka bottles at my mom and shaming her and finding them, you know, in all kinds of odd places. And then all my efforts, it didn't work. I come from a family. My primary, I think that's what it's called, family of origin. My mother, my father, both my brothers are alcoholics and addicts. And one died, suffered a miserable death, and the other one, my father killed himself and suffering of this disease. And I could not, man. I have been trying to get them sober, and then thanks to another 12-step program, I really, either that or my own experience, I learned I cannot get anybody sober and nobody could get me abstinent. I remember trying to get people to sponsor me once and explaining how I didn't need to do the steps. Why would I, the way I sponsor is all steps. I don't, sweetly, you know, said, that I didn't need what they had to offer, and I really appreciated it. And then I finally got abstinent with a sponsor who worked with me while I was willing to work the steps, but still struggled to get abstinent. I for about a year and a half, this woman has, and she continues to work with me. But I am abstinent and recovered, and I know from my experience that no human power could relieve me of my eating. And then a final thought, I thought another memory I have, I went to AA meetings with my dad for since again, the very, very young girl, maybe four. And I remember standing up and saying the Lord's Prayer. And they also had this moment of silence for the alcoholic that was still out there sick and suffering. And I remember the compassion, and that there is, that we need a power greater than ourselves. And I'm just so thankful that the book Alcoholics Anonymous has helped me surrender and come to an understanding of this God that has the power, and only His power. There's no sponsor power, no Pam power. It has to be His power. And so really grateful. I'm grateful for your service. Thanks. I pass.
Perfect timing. Thank you very much. And before I take Audrey C., that's Pam B. from California, I'll remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 94, the second paragraph down. Your candidate may give reasons why. And it ends with, if he shows interest, lend him your copy of this book. And I will now ask Audrey C. to share, and after Audrey, I'll take another lineup of names. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning,
Audrey.
Sorry. This is Audrey C. in Virginia. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater by the grace of God. When I first came in, I found a sponsor. And she did not sponsor me through the big book. We just did like the OA 12 and 12 workbook. And we made it to step three, and she lost her abstinence, and then I had to find a new sponsor, and I thought I could just pick up where I left off, but that's not how this program works. And thankfully, she did make me start over because she sponsored me through the big book. And it's just so much, it's saturated so much more with the wisdom that I needed to get abstinent and stay abstinent. You know, I had a fear of working through my inventory, but she was very gentle with me and guided me through it. And it's just such an amazing journey from where I started to where I am. And I'm just so thankful that she had the patience to work with me. And now I get to work with other sponsees, and some of them are a little resistant to work the program, but, you know, I can only show them what was shown to me, and hopefully they'll recover. But it's their journey as well to do that. So thank you for letting me share.
Can't hear you, Mo.
Can't hear you, Mo.
Mo, we can't hear you.
Let's see if we can just pick up where we were left, where we left off. Is there any who was going to be reading next or sharing next?
Yes, I would like to share my name, Nancy L.
Oh. Okay, let's go with Nancy L. Then Wendy M.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to share on the paragraph?
Nancy LJ.
Is that who spoke up, Nancy LJ? I just heard Nancy L.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a Nancy L and then Nancy LJ also.
Okay. And I'm looking for the dashboard operator to take over as moderator.
I am back. Can somebody hear me?
Yes, we. This is Melanie. We happen to have Nancy L, Wendy
M. Okay, wait a minute. Nancy L.
Wendy M.
Wendy.
M.
Yep.
From Colorado. And Nancy LJ.
Nancy LJ. Thank you. I don't know what happened. I had to sign out and sign in again.
Okay. All righty. We're ready to go.
Thank you. Thank you. I have Nancy L, Wendy M, and Nancy LJ. We'll take that lineup. So Nancy L, please go. And thank you, Melanie, for helping me out.
Thank you, Mo. This is Nancy L in Arizona, recovered by God's grace and mercy, and welcome newcomers. He may rebel at the thought of a drastic house cleaning, which requires discussion with other people. This is probably step 9, where we make our direct amends, so on and so forth. But I've always heard people say, trust the process, trust the process. When you come in with step 1, that's all you really got to do. You don't need to look beyond that. And I know for me, as I continued to work the steps, my thinking became clearer. I was able to understand more, and I became more willing and more honest and more able to do a step 9. And when we do go to do a drastic house cleaning, literally, who wants to do that? It's no fun. And do we think we're going to have the whole house cleaned in one day? If it's just me doing it, no way. It's going to be a line by line, room by room, process by process. And there's so much reward at the end of the 12 steps. So for those who are new and not sure if they can do this or not, remember, it's just one step at a time. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nancy L. from Arizona. Up next is Wendy M., followed by Nancy LJ. Good morning, Wendy.
Hey, good morning, Mo. So good to hear your voice and everybody on the line. Wendy M. in Boulder, Colorado. I'm an overeater. Oh, wow. So I just have been loving these shares the last whatever it's been working with others. Because here's the deal. I eat over relationships. No, that's not right. I ate over relationships. I ate over relationships, right? And so this is all about a relationship, right? So everything comes up, like the miracle grow. That's what we sprinkle on the sponsee and the sponsor, right? Our defects come up. And the beautiful thing is that I just have to say I'm experiencing miracles. Like I'm way more loving than I was before. Like I'll give you an example. I came through this program and about 2 years ago, I was given maybe 9, 10, maybe 15 requirements a day. And that's what I needed at that time, right? But when I'm sponsoring people now, I go to God. What does this person need? Not, what is Wendy's regimen? Like literally,
I would give people 15 requirements and expect them to say, yes, I can't wait. You know, and the truth of the matter, like at the heart of this relationship with sponsees is my insecurity, right? Is my need to be loved and liked and my need to not be contradicted and all of it, right? Like yesterday, even I felt like I was slightly auditioning for the job of her sponsor because I liked her. I liked her voice. And so I thought we'd get along, you know. And I remembered hearing your voices the last several weeks on this one. And I just relaxed. And I said, you know what? Yeah, this is how I sponsor. And this is how, this is how I sponsor. And I let it go. I let go of the need to be liked, loved, and wanted in that moment because it ain't about me. You know, and we constantly get to go to step three, pages 60 to 63. I don't have to exert more. I don't. I just don't have to do it. The other thing, I thought this was hilarious, is my potential sponsee said, do I have to make the phone calls, right? And the truth is I get nervous when I'm asked those questions because I'm not sure. And then God says, that's because you're not sponsoring her. I am. So we're going to find out, does she need to do that? Or are we simply going through the book, which is what I'm doing with my sponsor right now, and going through the steps, reading line by line in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, it's just, this isn't the debating society anymore. This isn't about me either being liked or if I'm listening to somebody and she wants me to be her sponsor, and I'm like, don't ask me. You seem like you'd be really hard. You'd be difficult. Don't ask me. You know, and of course she asked me because God's like, you're ready. And your assignment is to do what I need you to do in this world, not what you need, not what's easy for you, right? Or not what you think is right for this person. Make them do the following 15 requirements. No, not even close. And sometimes they say, I can't work today. And in the past, I would have said, you're obviously not ready. And today I say, no problem. Let's work tomorrow. Like, I'm so much softer. And that's it. The miracles are happening. Thank you, Mo.
Hey, very much. Thank you very much, Wendy M. from Colorado. And before I take Nancy L.J., I'll remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 94, the second paragraph down. Your candidate may give reasons why, and it ends with, if he shows interest, lend him your copy of this book. And after Nancy L.J., I might be able to take one or two more names. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. Glad you're able to get back on the line. Thank you, Melanie, for pitching in. Just wanted to check in and, yeah, such great reading. And, you know, every paragraph's about me. I don't know if anybody knows that, but and my life. But your candidate may give reasons why he need not follow all of the program. I'm the candidate, you know, for years because I'm such a know-it-all. I know everything. I know if anybody wants to call me and ask me any questions, I know it. And I will stick to it like a cowboy on a bull, you know, until it just doesn't work anymore. And it's taken me a long time. And do not contradict such views. It doesn't help, does it? I can't tell you. My first sponsor was so loving and so soft. I was with her a lot of years and she's beautiful. The only reason why I don't have her anymore is she had some illness and things, and we're still really great friends. But she never told me why my way was, you know, she didn't say, oh, that's dumb, or, you know, she just said, well, this is what's worked for me, you know, very gently. And some may say, oh, I need someone stricter. Well, you know what? No, I don't need anybody stricter because I'm as strict as you can get. I can beat myself up quite nicely. Thank you very much. So, yeah, I could not be more amazed, that this thick alligator skin of mine has a crack in it. And that's from God. And I'm open. I'm opening. And it's so beautiful. And I owe it to the program of Overeaters Anonymous that's allowed me to channel with my higher power, because I was so hopeless and so helpless. Hopeless, not helpless. Today I have hope. And just I'm going to end with, if he shows interest, lend him a copy of this book. Those of us that sponsor, we all know what it's like to be ghosted, right? You're doing some work and all of a sudden, boom. And I get it. I get it. I've never done that because I'm so codependent. I'd be too afraid and it would like kill me to ghost you. But, you know, I get just being in denial and being fearful and just getting back in the food and being too ashamed. I get all that. So lending someone a book would make it a little harder for someone to ghost you. So, you know, it's different now with telephone and we don't, I've sponsored many people I've never laid eyes on, you know, but interesting choice of words here, lend them a copy, not give them a copy. Because when you lend, when someone lends me something, it comes with, oh, I got to get this back to them, or, oh boy, I got to get this book over there. It could just be a little extra added mindfulness or something to a sponsee. Thank you, Mo. And with that, I'll pass on. Nancy LJ from California. Have a beautiful day, guys.
Hey, thank you very much, Nancy LJ. We have time for one more share. Somebody would like to take that.
Mary
Ellen. Linda S.
Mary Ellen T. I heard first. I heard Mary Ellen first, so that come back tomorrow. Mary Ellen T.
Great. Good morning. Thank you. My name is Mary Ellen T. Zentango, and I live in Corvallis, Oregon. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and I'm recovered just for today. It's so my recovery journey has made it really apparent that this state of being neutral and being free from the food and being God-driven to higher power in my life is only just in this moment and just for today. It can change so rapidly for me. And I think the reason it can change so rapidly for me is part of that first sentence, you know, following, not wanting to follow all of the program. And I pretty much knew Big Book Recovery was the way to go. And I was gung-ho for the steps. And I've been through the steps maybe 10 times in the past 6 years, maybe 12 times. But my, you know, my experience has been, it's not about my lack of desire. It's not been about my lack of desire to have a close relationship with my higher power or to live the recovery life. But my hang-up has been about not wanting to let go of all of the foods and the food behaviors that get in my way. And, you know, I would try and I'd try and try. And, you know, with each relapse, I would, you know, learn yet another lesson about the struggle of power. And this last relapse in the wintertime was horrible. I could not get out of it. It was incredibly painful. I wanted to be abstinent so bad, and I kept praying every day. And you know, the beautiful thing about recovery and doing this work is that it becomes a practice. It becomes a daily habit. And so even though in relapse, I was still getting on my knees every morning, and I was still listing my gratitudes, and I'm still asking my higher power for help through the day, and that really helped to kind of ease some of the pain. But you know, when I finally got free. In being on the other side of that relapse, I know I have no power. I have absolutely no power, and it's magic. It's like a magic wand that gets zapped at me every day. But I gotta want it, and I gotta ask for it, and I gotta do the actions, and I gotta stop messing around with the food and trying to think that I can control the and try to make things work. In my life, and I'm so hard-headed. It has taken me so long to learn this. So today, I'm free, and I'm so grateful, and I love sharing this message with my sponsees. And yeah, the only thing I can do is just share my experience. I can't tell you what to do because it might be different for you. And I really appreciate that other people share that as well too. So it's no longer the Mary Ellen program. This is the 12-step program of OA and AA and what God has given in my life. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary Ellen T. from Oregon, for taking us out. Thank you all for your service and for sharing. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will ask Kara L. to please read the vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Mo. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive eater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.